Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we're continuing our series on Franciscan spirituality, very close to the finish, and the fruits of embracing this spiritual path. And we'll speak a little bit on simplicity today. St. Francis, in his Salutation of the Virtues, called simplicity the sister of wisdom. Jesus himself taught that simplicity and prudence are also tied together. Matthew 10:16, he says, "Be wise as serpents and simple as doves." So in the teaching of Jesus, as well as in the teaching of his disciple, St. Francis, simplicity is joined with the virtues and gifts that are proper to the soul, which knows its end, which is union with God, that's our goal, and discerns the best means to arrive at that end, which is the exercise of the virtue of prudence. Simplicity is also joined to the soul that understands and tastes the eternal truths which come from the Holy Spirit's gift of wisdom. Simplicity then is really placed at the heights of the spiritual life, not so much at the beginning. At the beginning, things are more complex, actually, usually. As you go forward, things simplify. When the person fully immersed in the interior life arrives through struggle and through cooperation with divine grace, when they arrive at eliminating the discordances and divisions that are in their very being inside of them, when their will is resolutely aimed at their goal and they direct all their powers to that goal, to the point of where our faculties promptly obey us without any compromises or hidden resistances to God's supernatural action, it's at that point that we have reassembled or reconstructed interior unity, and that's when we become spiritually simple, as it were. Only God is one and perfectly simple. And when a person reconstructs in themselves that harmony broken by sin, they become, or rather they mirror in themselves in a very small way, the perfect simplicity of God. Simplicity is rectitude of intention, it's perfect coherence of life, the luminous transparency of a creature that searches for the truth in every action of theirs and in every expression. Those who confuse simplicity with simple-mindedness or naivete or with superficiality, they haven't understood the essence of simplicity. Simplicity is defined in the gospel as the invitation to become small. Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18, verse 3. The inexperience and innocence of a child makes them candid, open, implacably true, unprotected, and ignorant of any clever tricks. But in the child, these things aren't really virtues. It's just part of their natural condition and depends on their young age and the early stage of their physical and psychological development. Accomplished interior experience and the recapturing or reacquiring of innocence must bring the soul to a simplicity that's sublime in virtue and is a mature fruit of perfection. So when we reacquire those virtues that are in a child, which are more natural, when we begin to have them as an adult, we acquire maturity, we acquire spiritual perfection, we acquire simplicity, essentially. In our next reflection, we'll talk about how some examples of this holy simplicity in our seraphic father, St. Francis. In the meantime, let's ask Our Lady for the grace to grow in spiritual simplicity, to grow in purity of intention, purity of heart, and an unbounded confidence in our loving Heavenly Father. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.
Jesu Christe crucifixes, sacrum unus dextere manus tue, miserere.